Track 13. And now we come to the quiz answers. Quiz question 1 was, in which country is the Bay of Pigs?
Well, it's Cuba.
Well, I didn't know that, did you?
Neither did I, no.
And quiz question 2, this one I did know. Dry ice is a frozen form of which gas?
Well, carbon dioxide, of course.
Absolutely. Now, quiz question 3. Which event took place at Lord's Cricket Ground in the 2012 Olympics? Did you know this one?
No, I didn't. I would have thought it was cricket.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Apparently our editor was there. It was archery.
Oh, gosh. I wonder if so she actually watched it.
She watched it.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. She's an archer.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, right. That's something else I've learned today. Yes. So, quiz question 4. Which country has the longest coastline in the world?
Well, I thought it might have been Norway because of all the fjords.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's Canada.
Canada. Mm. Number 5, and this is one I did know as well. Which two cities are the settings for Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities?
Well, we did this one at school. It's London and Paris.
Long time ago. Now, there's been quite a lot of controversy over this one, mm-hmm. Number 6, isn't there?
Yes.
Knights in White Satin was a 1967 hit for which band?
Lots of us thought it was Procol Harum, but in fact, it's the Moody Blues.
Ah, you see, there we are. Now, this is one that's a real favourite for me, number 7. The name calamari, because I really like calamari, I've had a lot of that in Greece, indicates a dish made from which food?
Well, squid.
Absolutely. Number 8. What is created when the loop of a river is cut off and the river is diverted on a different course? I did this.
Another one from school.
Geography.
Physical geography. Yeah. Yes. Geography lessons at school. Yeah. An oxbow lake.
Correct. And I even remember that. It's funny what stays in your mind after all these years. Number 9. In which UK city is the Heriot Watt University?
Edinburgh.
Yes, and I did know that one. Number 10. Now, this was an interesting one. Whose catchphrase was, I don't believe it?
Well, Victor Meldrew played by Richard Wilson in One Foot in the Grave.
Yes, he had such a hangdog face, didn't he?
Yes.
He used to be desperate. Was it, who was he married to? Was it Hyacinth Bouquet? Or was that another thing?
No, that was something else.
Something else. But he did look very sad always, didn't he?
Yes.
Right, and those are our quiz answers for the week.